Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And I've been noticing that a lot more new people have been visiting my channel and looking at the videos and binge watching them. So welcome to you all if you are listening. I'm really grateful for your support. And in this one, I wanted to speak to you about something that I'm noticing in the manner in which my brain and my mind accumulates and assimilates information. Maybe you've noticed this about yourself as well, maybe not, but I wanted to share this because I really think it's very, very particular to the way INFJs work, or particularly people who lead with NI, right? Who lead with the introverted intuition function. Now, I'm not a big function person. I'm not an expert at all. And in fact, you've noticed probably that all my videos are based on experiences, my experiences, rather than logic or science, or the MBTI functions, the stacks, or anything like that. I'm sure you could go to other channels that will describe it much better. I think CS Joseph or someone, he does a lot of good stuff with functions. I am not a functions person, but I do realize that there's a particular way that my mind accumulates information and it really is, I'm noticing it more and more that I've become more aware of it, how intricately and complexly it's built, how complicated it is, and yet it works so seamlessly and so beautifully, almost like an orchestra that's working perfectly well together. It's just synchronized and beautiful and flowing in a beautiful manner. I really just love watching it function. I just love watching my mind work sometimes. Yes, of course, sometimes I feel like my mind's just literally going berserk and I just wanted to stop thinking. I just wanted to stop overthinking. I just wanted to stop overanalyzing. Of course, I get that, right? And I'm sure you're in that boat quite often as well if you're an INFJ or an overthinker in general. By the way, watch my video from last week if you want some tips on how to deal with overthinking. But, I do believe that there are also a lot of good things about the way our mind works, of course. There's always good and bad and everything. And I wanted to start off with a story to explain what I'm talking about. I'm sure you're like, what is she talking about? So today I was actually sitting with my writing group. So I have a group of people that I hang out with every Wednesday in Bali, in Ubud. And we talk about our writing. We talk about what we're writing and, we get feedback from each other. One of the most out of my comfort zone thing I have had to do in a while. It really just pushes me out of there. And I'm just like, what am I doing? But it's really good for my writing, and I feel like I'm improving a lot. And so, I'm sitting there, and they're talking about something related to money, and how one of the ladies who's writing a science fiction short story, so I was talking about how the the being that she's writing about is not an alien being, but it's not a human being. So it's a being who has intelligence of sorts, but she was talking about how the intelligence in that being understood what money was and was, you know, talking about, oh, money, I know what money is. Human beings use it this and that way, because she was observing, the being was observing human beings using money. And, you know, one of the other people said, you know, I don't think that beings would be so smart as if to figure out, you know, what money is all about. And they would definitely not use the word money to describe it. They would probably have their own ways of describing it, their own words for it, right? And, you know, it's kind of interesting because instantaneously I could notice my mind working at a more rapid pace than normal. So, you know, you probably notice this as an INFJ as well, is that all of a sudden you go into kind of a robotic state where, you know, how the robots or AI kind of processes information really fast, and you can see like zzzz going down the screen if you're watching a TV show about it. It literally felt like that. And it happens a lot to me when, you know, I'm suddenly faced with something, some information or some situation, and I have something in my database that I've stored a long time ago without even thinking about it. I just stored it in my mind, in my memory. And I realize in the situation and time that it is pertinent to the situation. And so, you know, they were talking and instantaneously I felt that, you know, that rumbling of my brain. I could feel it like zoop, kind of going into this like rapid mode of firing as if, you know, I am a robot. It felt very much like that and feels like that every single time. And so, you know, I started worrying too, like, it's kind of like the wheels started turning really, really, really fast. And, you know, the databases kind of started moving across my mind's eye. And I kind of landed upon that story that I wanted to talk about because it was very pertinent to the situation. And, you know, it was a very simple story, but it's about this dog who has started going to the store in the U.S., I think, somewhere in the United States, where it noticed, it's on the college campus, and it noticed that the college students would come to the store, give a piece of paper, and get cookies in return. And the dog's obviously very smart, and beings in general are very smart. You know, we think that human beings are the only ones capable of intelligence. We're not. And so it was like, all right, I guess that makes sense. You know, I just need to give something, and then I'll get cookies in return. So he started bringing leaves in its mouth. It would carry leaves in its mouth, and it would give the leaf to the owner, the store person, the cashier, and then be like, you know, give me a cookie. I've got something for you here. And, you know, I've read that story. I can't even tell you when. It was probably 2-3 years ago. I have no idea actually now. Years ago for sure. Months ago for sure. Definitely years ago. At least 2-3 years ago. I have no idea now, obviously. But this is what happens when I see these random things on my feed, either Facebook or any social media channel, or if I'm browsing through something and I'll see this random tidbit of information, it's like my brain locks in on it, target locked. And it says, okay, this is actually interesting, and I'm going to store it in my memory, in my database, for perhaps some time in the future. I have no idea when I'll use it, but I know I'm going to, or, you know, I might never use it, but it's interesting and I want to keep it as a source of joy, because information gives us joy as INFJs. And so, you know, I must have read it, I kind of put it into my database, and I was like, okay, it's in my database now. And so I'm sitting there, obviously, and I'm telling them the story, and I have no idea, 3 years later, how I know that it was a cookie that he bought from the store. I don't know how. Like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, is it a cookie? I said it out loud, I was like, he bought a cookie. But it came from a place where I did not know how I knew that it was a cookie, but I knew it was a cookie, right? And, you know, on my way home, I'm kind of thinking about it. I'm like, how did I know it was a cookie? I have no idea. How, I mean, a dog buying a cookie? It would make more sense if he bought some meat or some, you know, bones or things like that. And so I went back home and I checked online. Very easy to find the story. Dog buys things using leaves. And, yeah, it was a cookie. It was, the story said it was a cookie that he bought. So it's really fascinating to me as I'm standing here and saying the story to you. It happened to me today, so it's very relevant, and I wanted to talk about it right away, because it literally is, you know, you're kind of, in that moment, I really truly believe, like, I am a computer, I am a database hunter, I'm a big data creator, you know, and so I've, over the years, in my 38 years of living, I've kind of assimilated all of these random facts from all of these random places, I've put them into my database, they're in there, somewhere in my brain, I don't know how the brain stores this information, I'm always amazed by our brains. And so it's there. And then as I'm sitting there, as I said, you know, I'm sitting there and they're talking about it, I'm like, I'm going into that mode where I'm like, I know it's going to help this person. And of course it did, because, you know, I told them the story and they're like, really? And so it kind of opened up their mind in a way, which it did for the first time. And I read the story, I was like, wow, I mean, beings are really smart. And then there was another story I read after that as well, that crows can be taught to bring money, like coins, from different places. So if you teach them, a researcher or inventor or someone trained crows to bring coins from vending machines or other places back to him. And these are just a couple of stories. You know, octopus can be taught to do a wide variety of different skills, and they can be trained in a lot of different manners. They're very smart. That's why I never eat octopus anymore, because I've seen how smart they are. But in general, all of these creatures that we assume are dumb are, you know, just because they're mute and don't speak the same language as us, you know, it doesn't mean anything. And so I could see that light had kind of started shining in her face as well, the person who said, oh no, but that wouldn't make any sense. She's like, really? That's so fascinating. And so that was perfect, right? That worked out really well. But it is literally that database that allowed me to do this, right? And so as I'm standing here, and you know, I do these videos, I do it in exactly the same fashion. It's truly coming from my heart, actually coming from that database that I own in this thing here. And so I don't script these videos at all. You know, I know what I'm gonna talk about. I've decided today, okay, I'm gonna talk about my mind, yeah? And I have a story related to it, and I was like, oh, this will be interesting. But as I'm speaking, all of this is coming directly from the source, coming from my mind, from my heart. It's not scripted, it's not like, oh yes, next I'm going to say this. And a lot of times, you know, I'll be standing here doing these videos and then a random story will pop up out of my database, because right now, in this moment in time, as I'm doing these videos, my brain is moving very fast. I have to think really fast. I have to think on my feet. And I have to know what I have to say next. I can't really plan it too much, otherwise I'll stumble or stutter. So it really has to be very, very flowy, right? Otherwise you're going to sit there thinking, she has no idea what she's talking about, right? You're going to be judging me negatively, harshly, appropriately, right? And so in all of these cases, my brain has to work very fast. And in a lot of cases, I do think it works like a computer. Databases being opened rapidly, files being opened rapidly, saying, oh, this story, do you think this story will work? No, that not. Oh, this one, do you think this? And so it's kind of, I really think of it as AI. Of course, that's where we got AI from, probably. You know, some person sitting there thinking about their brain and saying, hey, you know, my brain works like this, I could build something that has a brain that works like that as well, right? And I'm really fascinated whenever I see this happening to me, because I'm just literally sitting there and kind of observing myself and my brain doing its thing, fascinating me and astounding me by its capacity to store information, but also to retrieve that information. I mean, I read this story 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a while back. But for my brain to come up with that story right away and say, this is what happened, and share it in that moment, that is brilliant. It has nothing to do with anything like intelligence levels or life experiences or anything like that. It has to do with the way an INFJ brain works. Because it's not only myself that I've seen do this. I've seen my other friends who are INFJs do this as well. That's one of the reasons why we have such a hard time keeping up with the flow of conversation, because first of all, what happens is we get distracted, because, you know, someone will say something and we're in our heads thinking, oh, but remember that thing that happened, or remember that story that I read 3 years ago that about this particular thing. And before we can get back into the conversation's already moved on to something else. Meanwhile, we're still like, but, oh, don't, I can't share that story anymore, right? Or what happens to us is that we just get deep into our heads and we don't know that we're actually even sitting in that seat with people surrounding us. And 10 minutes later, people are like, what's going on with you? And we're like, oh, oopsie, I'm actually still here in the real world, so I need to be here. Or, thankfully, sometimes it does happen where, you know, you're sitting there and you're trying to you're having a conversation with someone and, you know, they bring up something and you're like, yes, I know. And you bring up the story, which is absolutely perfectly appropriate for that situation. And it just is astounding, not only to you, but to everyone else around you. And they're like, how do you remember all these things? And people do say this to me a lot, all the time. From when I was a child, people would say, but how do you remember these random stats and figures? I just have to read them once. And, you know, I'll read a random stat about, you know, how many women have miscarriages. I can still remember I read it a long time ago in that modern time. And it was about 3 to 4. And you know, I came back home a week later. I was like, Mom, we're talking about something related. And I was like, Mom, did you know how many miscarriages people have, women have? And she just looked at me. She's like, first of all, you're like 10 years old. Why are they teaching you about this stuff? But also, you know, how do you remember these things? And it is literally the way the INFJ brain works. We kind of store all this information for perhaps later usage. We don't know if we'll use it. We might use it. We might not use it. We also like collecting information. We are like information connoisseurs. We're kind of like sniffing about and saying, ooh, this information looks interesting. Let me store that. This information does not look interesting. I don't care about it. I'm not going to use it. I'm going to discard it. And so we kind of do it that way. And I just really, you know, I've been kind of observing it in myself. And as you can see, I get really excited about this because any kind of neuronal work, like, I mean, anything related to my brain, I am fascinated by. And so I wanted to share this with you. I don't know if you resonate with it. I have noticed a lot of INFJs, as I said, complain about this because, you know, we're in our heads kind of going through the database. Until you get good enough at retrieving the information fast, you're going to be stuck behind in the conversation. You can never get to sharing all this information at the right time unless the person waits for you, you know, unless you have a person with you, a friend who's like, okay, obviously she's thinking about something very, very strongly. Let me wait for her so she can catch up and then I can move on to the next part of the conversation. Or maybe she has something to share with me, so let me wait for her. It's very rare that that happens to us, right? I mean, mostly people will be like a little impatient. They're like, all right, let's get moving. Let's keep on talking. Let's move on to the next conversation piece, right? Meanwhile, we're still sitting here thinking, but that dog, he took the cookie and the leaves and things like that. So yeah, so I wanted to share this with you. Wow, the video is pretty long. Anyways, I hope that you enjoyed this. And let me know what you think about it. Do you have this kind of insight into your mind as well? Do you notice your mind doing these things? I would love to hear about that. Again, thank you so much for listening, for watching, and I appreciate your support, and I shall see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.